indicating to us that they would like to see a more uniform lineup across all of the counties that Bright House Network serves. We have the Tampa Bay Division of Bright House Network serves the counties of Hernando, Pasco, Manatee, Citrus, Pinellas, and of course Hillsborough. And we have a lot of migration between those counties of our customers. And what we hear from them is that they move from one county to the next, and they'd like to see the same channel lineup or as uniform as possible, a channel lineup, so it's easier for them to use our service.
Bright House's Del Castillo says currently about 30% of their customers still have analog cable programming. If they don't want to switch to digital but do want to still have access to the PEG channels, Bright House will allow them to rent a converter box for $1 a month, a discount of their normal rate. But the Iorio administration is not happy with this move. City Attorney Sal Torito said he didn't want to discuss the particulars, but did say that Bright House is, in effect, creating a separate tier of customers.
I don't want to get into a long discussion of the tiering of these things, the fact that there's channels being changed, the fact that some people will not receive these channels because they won't have the box. Those are really more legal issues that are really not appropriate for us to discuss here, but we do have a difference of opinion, and that's kind of where we are right now.
City Councilman Thomas Scott asked how many seniors in the area would be affected by the loss of the PEG channels. Bright House's Del Castillo said he had no idea, but did say that the federal government has allocated $200 million to be distributed in 2009 when all televisions must go digital.
And they haven't worked out the specifics on how they're going to determine who gets these $40 vouchers to be able to get digital equipment. But those will be made available by the federal government. They haven't put together a plan on how they're going to roll it out, how they're going to contact folks, how they're going to issue them, how they're going to verify. None of that's been worked out by the federal government. We have a plan already in place that for $1, you'll be able to skip all that process, and you'll be way ahead of the issue.
Nobody appeared more animated about the PEG channels going digital than City Councilman John Dingfelder, who said the whole idea seemed to pop out of nowhere.
People care about what's going on in their local government. This is extremely important that they know what we're doing, okay? Not because I want them to see, you know, see this face or any of these other faces. It's because they need to know what we're voting on and how we're voting, okay? To me, I'm very passionate about this, obviously, and I think it's extremely important. I think the public needs to have an outcry to you folks, because if you care about customer relations, which is what you started off by saying, this is customer-driven, right, then the customers need to tell you folks to leave it where it is.
Dingfelder said that many citizens generally don't watch all the city council meetings live or on their frequent repeats on CCTV, the Tampa City Government Channel 15. But he says they frequently will be flipping the remote, moving from the Fox affiliate, Channel 14 in Tampa, and then come upon the meetings for 5 or 10 minutes. He says those stray surfers will never have that same opportunity if the city of Tampa's television station is located on digital cable systems around the 600-channel mark.
The bottom line is I think that you should reconsider this. I hope it's not a done deal. I hope it doesn't result in litigation with this city and the other local governments in this area, because I think that's a real waste of time. I think that if it's truly customer-driven, then you know the customers and the community should be more involved in this, and you should have public workshops just like we do on these issues, you know, and really take all of that into consideration.
City Councilman Charlie Miranda said the debate needed to continue, but cautiously, with litigation potentially pending. City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern, upon learning of Bright House's proposal, said she was troubled by it.
But I think it's an economic issue for the people who are going to have to change the kind of technology they have. Probably most people who live in, who don't have a lot of money, don't have a dish, and don't have, you know, some don't even have basic cable. But you were talking about, did you say 30% would have to get a box?
No, ma'am. Only those who want to be able to watch the PEG channels.
Right. In order to watch the PEG channels,
that's
you'd
right.
have to. So that's a lot of people, 30%. And I would guess that demographic is going to show people, probably lower-income people. And that really concerns me.
Mindy Snyder, the city of Tampa's cable television manager, said a survey was taken independently back in April by the station, and it showed that many people did come across a Tampa government channel, also known as CCTV, simply by switching channels.
62% of cable subscribers are aware of CCTV. Almost 40% of cable subscribers do watch CCTV. 70% of cable subscribers watch our channel by channel surfing. It's exactly what you were saying. there's a whole lot of other facts and figures there. People watch our channel. They think it's a very, very valuable service. They trust the information that comes across it. We asked a whole variety of questions. The bottom line is people do value this service.